Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But we do have Kenny, our intrepid reporter, goes around to the muni lot, the pit, goes over to the airport, comes back to West 6th and Barley, and Hal has the official drunk tailgate for Week 7.
Week 7 was fantastic, and it has everything to do with the weather and nothing to do with the team. Because if it was a normal Sunday in the middle of October, there would have been half as many people there. But this place, every single lot was packed. And we'll start off the Dione's Meats Drunk Tailgate Report, again brought to you by Dione's Meats at the Westside Market in the corner of York and Pleasant Valley. My first question was, what is the best part about Football Sunday?
Tailgating.
Tailgating.
Tailgating and beer.
Tailgating.
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 Tailgating's a lot better than the football.
Food. Oh, alcohol.
I came for the drinks.
Sunday fun day.
Ugh. It's the drinking, the camaraderie. Look at the grill going. Food, it's the beer, it's everything, man. Tailgating is where it's at in this town. We all know that.
The alcohol, the food, it's awesome.
The beer.
Wine.
Kenny Kid!
Watch the Browns win!
Drinking.
Getting hammered in the atmosphere, man.
Seeing everybody at the tailgate and especially listening to Ken Carmen and seeing my best bud, Kenny Kid, the best in the world at what he does.
Good time, good beer, great atmosphere.
Getting wasted.
Drinking and the food.
Beer and food.
Tailgating with the Football Brownie fans. Woo! That's what it is.
That one guy sounded so low down, I'm surprised he was actually able to read what you wrote for him about tailgating? The show.
No, I nothing was scripted there. That was 100% genuine from genuine fans.
Oh, that's genuine.
Now, I asked that question to get to this question, which is, what is the worst part about football Sundays?
Geez. The loss.
Football on Sunday.
The game.
Because they suck.
Going to the game.
Dealing with a loss.
The Browns, typically.
Losing every week.
It's a blessing and a curse. It's not remembering the Browns' loss.
Seeing the Browns lose. I want my old Browns back.
The loss.
Browns losing.
The lack of effort is killing me.
When it's over. I am watching the Browns.
The loss the Browns gives us.
When we lose.
Kenny Kidd!
That the Cleveland Indians were eliminated in the ALDS.
Browns.
Oh, they're going to lose their f***ing ass. They're going to get f***ing cream today.
How about they're undefeated with losing?
Watching us lose!
Yeah, so a common theme there with the worst thing is actually the football that is played on Sunday. My next question on the Dione's Meats Drunk Tailgate Report. Dione's Meats, fresh, local, damn good meat, is why in the hell is Kenny Britt still on this team?
I'm sorry, who's Kenny Britt?
He needs to put some sticky tape on his hands.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me? Cut him.
Who is that?
Because he's under contract. Somebody to fire him.
He's not a player. He doesn't need to be on the team. This guy is horrible.
Oh, well, that's the question of the year. He should have been off yesterday. He can't catch the ball, and I think he doesn't have that much enthusiasm for the Browns.
Kenny Brick? He's supposed to be there mentoring, but I think he's there to make sure we're not too far under the salary cap.
I have no clue.
Who knows? We don't know.
You got me. I don't know why half these people are still on the team.
Contract.
I'm only here for the beer. I can't answer that. Who is this guy?
That broad was a treat.
How was
that
how
broad?
Was, oh, there we go. How was the crowd? Was there a lot of people still there?
There were a lot.
There were a lot of people
throughout all the tailgates, and I even asked them too if they were going to the game, and the majority of them were. Final question for the drunk tailgate though was, finish this sentence: the Cleveland Browns will
win today,
win next game,
win one game this year,
implode. It's a dumpster fire that can't be put out.
Win, they will beat the Titans' ass.
It will be 1-whatever this season.
Win next year.
Finish 1-15 again.
Be good again very soon. You can't suck for this long. It's going to happen. Win.
Suck this year.
Win.
Why?
What is it, week 7? Well, half of 7 is 3.
plus 9 is 12, plus 11 equals 23, and the number 23 is a win.
Always have a place in my heart.
Always be a team that I root for and I love so much that today we will win.
We'll lose today again. The Browns always find a way to lose.
Win today. I believe it.
Eventually win a Super Bowl and the city of Cleveland will explode.
Go 0-16.
Go hopefully 1-15 because I don't want them to see like that Lions and be 0-16, that infamous joke up in Detroit.
Make me get drunk by the end of the day.
And that, my friends, is your Dione's Meat Drunk Tailgate Report. Again, brought to you by Dione's Meats at the West Side Market in the corner of York and Pleasant Valley in Parma. Dione's Meats, they do it so you don't have to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.